Star Wars 7x7 episode 3104. We are almost done with our series of looks ahead at what's going on for Star Wars storytelling in 2023 and looking back a bit at 2022 as well. Today we're going to cover another three categories of storytelling, in particular merchandise, streaming, and live events. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, let's dig in, shall we? We'll start with merchandise, and, you know, we had multiple major merchandise events. We had the Bring Home the Bounty event around the Book of Boba Fett series, and we had an Obi-Wan Wednesdays event that went on for a while around the release of the Obi-Wan series. Nothing around the Andor series, funnily enough, even though some merch related to Andor was released. And then, of course, there was a bunch of merch that was released related to a live event that happened in 2022, Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, of course. But as I was saying on yesterday's episode where we did our January 2023 look ahead, merchandise has been a little bit different over the last year or so. The reason we cover merchandise here on the show is not because we're doing collecting stuff, but because product descriptions tend to have information that may illuminate story possibilities, character arcs, that sort of thing. And they've really kind of battened down the hatches on their product descriptions over the last year or so. So we're not getting the same kind of enlightening, illuminating information that we had been getting in the past. Now, it seems like the most significant releases of information that we get happen when we get information about LEGO releases right now, in particular about, you know, LEGO sets that are released and about the characters that are included in these LEGO set releases, and sometimes descriptions which may involve the names of ships and the names of planets. That's the sort of thing that we get information about, and I guess we'll have to keep an eye out for what gets released in advance of Mando Season 3. I think that would be the next thing that we'd be watching out for, comparatively speaking. But yeah, merchandise has been kind of a dry well by comparison over the last little while. But there was a Mando situation for product releases prior to Season 2 and going through Season 2. So you might imagine that something like that would happen again. You might imagine something similar for the Ahsoka series. It's hard to say for sure whether we would get that for Skeleton Crew. It doesn't necessarily seem to lend itself to that sort of thing right off the top based on what little we know about the series, but who knows? I'm sure they'll find a way to do something with it. Then for streaming, we talked a bit about this in the animation side of things, about Star Wars Visions coming out in spring of 2023. So that's one thing that I guess essentially counts in either category, either the animation category or the streaming category. We also know that the droid story thing is being worked on, we think, at least, but we don't know when it's going to arrive. Yes, that may count under the animation category as well. But then there's also how we had a sort of mini documentary around the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, for example, and we also got a thing around Season 2, or I'm sorry, that was actually in 2021, Season 2 of The Mandalorian. But we got the documentary, and it was not a Disney Gallery thing. It was just a documentary thing for the Obi-Wan series. One would imagine that we would get something like that for Andor, but hard to see it coming anytime in the next couple of months because of all the Star Wars content that they're going to have dropping on Disney Plus. So I'm expecting a Disney Gallery or documentary thing for the Andor series to show up on Disney Plus, perhaps for May the 4th day, or just May 4th. I should call it May the 4th be with you day, right? Something like that. You know what I'm talking about. And then possibly we might see one for the Ahsoka series in 2023 as well. I think Skeleton Crew will be, you know, too far out for them to do any kind of Disney Gallery series in 2023. But I imagine we'll see one for Andor and for Ahsoka and for Mandalorian Season 3. Actually, you know, come to think of it, probably Mando Season 3, but maybe not the Ahsoka series necessarily. And we may see something on a Disney Plus day in November of 2023 as well, although it was really mild, like the Zen, Grogu, and Dust Bunnies thing for 2022. So yeah, it wouldn't necessarily be a huge event necessarily, but we will probably see something on that day as well. And then on the live event side of things, so 2022 was a pretty big deal. It was a return to live events with Star Wars Celebration happening in Anaheim and the D23 Expo also happening in Anaheim in 2022. And we had Boba Fett and Fennec Shand and The Mandalorian and Grogu showing up at Galaxy's Edge. So that's also good fun. And we're going to have multiple live events in 2023 as well. Star Wars Celebration is returning to London, April 7th through 10th this year. And then D23 is going to happen in Orlando from September 8th through 10th this year. It's hard to predict what they're going to talk about Star Wars related at D23 this year because it's so far out. I imagine Skeleton Crew might be part of that. Maybe The Acolyte will be as well. But it is also Disney's 100th anniversary, so I imagine the focus is really going to be strongly on Disney per se, though they usually do have stuff to announce with Lucasfilm and Marvel and so forth. So I have a feeling they will get their moment in the sun, but it will definitely be more about Disney than anything else. As for Celebration London that's happening in April, that's a situation where they're going to be coming up to the season finale of Mando Season 3. I can't imagine they're going to be revealing any secrets about that, but it would be fun to see the members of the cast from The Mandalorian showing up for a panel there. It feels like the Ahsoka series would be the next big thing coming up, comparatively speaking, and so it would be amazing to see something about that. I would figure that there would be like a Lucasfilm Studio Showcase kind of situation like there was with Celebration Anaheim, where they would get into a couple of different projects that are happening. It would also be wonderful, and this is just wishful thinking, for us to find out what is going to happen with the Star Wars movie in 2025. Yes, they would be in pre-production on whatever it is that would be released in 2025, so they don't necessarily need to tell us what it's going to be. They don't even necessarily have to decide what it's going to be in general until we get to the end of 2023, quite honestly. But to actually hear it would be wonderful. I don't necessarily think it's going to happen. That's definitely a wish list kind of thing. Another thing I think we'll hear about at Celebration is Phase 3 of the High Republic Mega Ginormous Storytelling Initiative. So at the time that Celebration happens, the main adult novel and the middle grade novel for Wave 2 will have been released. That'll be Cataclysm by Lydia Kang and Quest for Planet X by Tessa Grattan. Those will have just released a few days prior to Celebration London, so I'm sure there will be a lot of talk about that. The final novel in the Wave, Kevin Scott's Path of Vengeance, will not release until May, so we may get a hint or two about that, but probably not a lot since it's the quote-unquote thrilling conclusion, but maybe some insight into plans for Phase 3, maybe a couple of cover not final situations and titles being announced, that sort of thing. But there are two other events in 2023 where publishing announces news, and we'll be keeping an eye out for those as well. One of them is San Diego Comic-Con. Funnily enough, they're not really doing Star Wars comic news. They're just Star Wars publishing news. At least that's the way it's been the last time or two. And also New York Comic Con is generally a publishing bonanza of information. So of course, San Diego Comic Con in July, New York Comic Con in October. We'll be keeping an eye out on those for you as well. And so that's what we've got for you looking ahead to 2023 in merchandise and streaming on Disney Plus and live events. And of course, if we learn anything new over the course of the year, we'll cover it here on the show. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.